Proclamation number 6672 of 17th of October, 1956. Exploiting the graces of the work of redemption. And if you don't make use of the blessings of the act of salvation, then your earthly existence will not be evaluated, for only as a human being can you freely use your will, and no matter how much it is weakened, it is still possible for you to call upon the one who brought you salvation through his crucifixion. And this call alone is a request for the blessings acquired from him. Such a call to him requires recognition, which every human being can also achieve if only he uses the gift of his intellect insofar as he reflects when he receives knowledge about Jesus Christ. Then the Divine Redeemer can already take hold of him and convey the right thoughts to him, and then the connection is also established. The graces can become effective in the person. But it is different when the human being has a negative attitude towards every teaching concerning the work of redemption. In that case, he closes himself off from the source of grace of his own free will. But then he also only lives a purely earthly life. He does not strive for spiritual progress. He merely regards earthly life as an end in itself, and his will is and remains wrongly directed. He still belongs to God's adversary and cannot become free from him without the help of the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. Admittedly, you will not lose your existence, for even if you leave earthly life unexploited, you will still exist after the death of your body. But no state of life, no state of blissful activity awaits you. Instead, you will then be subject to spiritual death because you are still burdened by sin, from which Jesus Christ brought you redemption if you had accepted this redemption yourselves. Your will cannot be circumvented, just as it aligns itself with the Divine Redeemer, so also is your state. Free or bound. For you cannot expect redemption without acknowledging him who purchased this redemption for you on the cross. He took all your guilt upon himself and atoned for it on your behalf. But how can you expect a free lot, you who set yourselves apart from him, who do not accept the graces he purchased for you? How can you be blessed as long as you are still devoted to another Lord whom you first have to renounce by acknowledging Jesus Christ? You can only be blessed when your guilt of sin has been paid off. You yourselves are eternally incapable of doing so, therefore he bore your sins for you and atoned for them. And you must turn to him in earthly life and appeal to him that he may also have redeemed the guilt for you. And then you will receive grace upon grace, for then his love will take hold of you and no longer let you fall. And only then will you properly evaluate earthly life, which was only given to you for this purpose, to return to God through Jesus Christ, who embedded himself in the human being Jesus in order to die for you on the cross. Earthly life offers you the opportunity to ascend freely and brightly into the kingdom of the blessed after your death, for only the acknowledgement of Jesus as Redeemer of the world is necessary in order to also be able to make use of the blessings which guarantee your perfection. But you can also, by virtue of your free will, let this great opportunity pass you by and remain in darkness and bondage again for an infinitely long time. You must open yourselves to the gifts of grace, you must acknowledge him in free will. Then your earthly life will not be an idle one, then you will progress in your development, and then there will also be a blissful life for you, because Jesus Christ alone can lead you out of the night of death to life and light and glory. Amen.